This is the Don and Mike Show.
Good evening. One of the most consequential decisions the president makes is his appointment of a justice to the Supreme Court. The decisions of the Supreme Court affect the life of every American. And so a nominee to that court must be a person of superb credentials and the highest integrity. A person who will faithfully apply the Constitution and keep our founding promise of equal justice under law. I have found such a person in Judge John Roberts. And tonight I'm honored to announce that I am nominating him to serve as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. I look forward to the Senate voting to confirm Judge John Roberts. Judge Roberts, thank you for agreeing to serve, and congratulations.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Remember that having their program every day is a luxury. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, and tonight's the premiere. Speaking of the president, that absolutely fictional bit of fluff.
Woman president.
Yeah, please, come on.
That absolutely fictional bit of fluff. I like that.
A woman president? And it's Hygiena Davis.
They're not Please. Classifying it as a fantasy.
Might as well call her Hyena Davis.
They're saying it's a horror.
She is a gazelle of a woman.
Yeah. Yes. 7'9".
You ever seen her out there with her archery stuff? She was on the U.S. Olympic archery team.
She's a strapping woman. Yeah. I liked her in A League of Their Own. I guess I hear crickets now.
Has the show stopped? But only because one man's stinkhole is another man.
I thought she was. She looked kind of fetching in that. One man. Yeah, she had her day.
Yeah. It was like 20 years ago, though, wasn't it?
League of Their Own.
I don't think. No, I think her day. I mean. League of
her day was back when Jeff Goldblum
was banging her.
The Fly.
The Fly.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, she looked good in The Fly.
Right.
But then you don't tend to remember that as much as you remember him vomiting.
Yeah, and like vomiting on his food.
Yeah, to dissolve it.
Right.
Because he was a fly.
Right.
Snickers bars, that's what he used to like to eat.
Yeah, he likes sweets.
He would regurgitate them and then eat them back up.
No, he would regurgitate his stomach acid onto them and then suck up the liquid.
Correct, yes.
It was very good. Yeah, you know, that's what we all do remember about that.
That is a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
But again, a woman president. And it's a sitcom. I'll give it this. It's a sitcom without a laugh track.
This is true.
And I applaud that. I love that when they have enough faith in the material.
That's right.
That they know people are going to laugh.
She's one of the big mouth people.
Oh, she is.
She makes Julia Roberts look like she's got a small mouth.
Put a hook in that mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You bet. Mike?
Yes.
Buzz?
Yes.
Rob, who just walked out of the room for some reason?
Yes.
I ask him to stay.
We have girls standing by, ready to play the Dixie Normus game.
Yes.
With, and that's the woman's name, Dixie.
Dixie, the old lady, the grandmother.
Last name, Normus.
This is Normus.
Women are calling now from all over America. First woman that we get on the air that gets into one of these chain stores and gets this woman paid, gets $200 and the trip to Las Vegas.
Very
Let's
good.
Start right. Yeah, hello, Charlene.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Thank you for listening to the show. Charlene, what store are you in?
I'm currently walking in Target at Fair Lakes.
Oh. Okay, are you in the store yet? Because this is not like calling for cash.
That's
beautiful.
That's a big one, too.
Okay.
That's a big, big store. Sure. I know. I've been in that store.
So we just need you to go to the back or by the pharmacy area.
Wherever the manager hangs out, the guy with the short-sleeve shirt.
And sometimes it's up front in those stores as well, so I don't want to mislead you, send you on the wrong...
Whatever you do, don't talk to one of the cashiers.
I'm wondering if it's at Guest Services, the exchange
Guest
store?
Services.
Guest Services.
That sounds right.
Just go up and we'll walk you through this. Just tell them that you want to, page your grandma.
You have an elderly woman you need paged. I think if you say elderly woman, that will be a good, deke mm-hmm. for the name.
Mm-hmm. That will be a good, you almost said that like Bush.
That will be a good deke.
Are you ready for some football?
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
No, Wolf Blitzer does.
Yes, deeply. Are you, now, where are you now?
There's a line. Let me ask if this is where I should be.
Okay. Ask where you have somebody paid.
All right, good. And if not, now we've got lots of ladies online to play this game.
Excuse me. Is this where I can have somebody paid? Okay, thank you.
Is this, are you in the right place?
I'm in the right place.
It's also dangerous. Right. It's also dangerous if they're like more than one person. You want to go one-on-one with somebody.
Right.
Okay. How far are you from being able to give your request?
I'm Two People Behind.
Oh, you know what? She sounded like a contestant.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold for exactly 20 seconds.
Okay.
I'll come right back to you.
Okay.
And don't ask until we come back to you.
Here's Wolf Blitzer with our tape of the day.
You simply get chills every time you see these poor individuals, as Jack Cafferty just pointed out, so tragically, so many of these people, almost all of them that we see, are so poor, and they are so black, and this is going to raise lots
of... Wolf Blitzer.
Way to go, Wolf.
From CNN.
Wow.
Okay, back to Charlene. Charlene?
Yes.
How's it going?
I haven't moved up yet.
Okay. Hold on. Stay right there.
We hate that when you're trying to get some information and somebody's asking 700 questions.
Let's go to Liz. Hello, Liz. Liz.
Hello.
Howdy, Liz. Thank you for listening. And, Liz, what store are you at?
I'm in the Walmart parking lot.
Okay, well, you got to get your ass inside, honey.
Okay, I'm walking in.
Yeah, please call us when you're inside the store.
Come back to you. Here is Kern. Kern.
Hello?
Oh, Carrie. I'm sorry.
Ah. Yes, it's Carrie.
You know, I see. It's K-E-R-R-I. And
yes.
The R-R-I almost is like R-N.
Right. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Which makes me think of Kerrigan. K-E-R-R-I-G-A-N
spells Kerrigan.
Nobody getting the same prob.
He ran out.
I'm kidding, of course.
Lumbered out to
get that boy.
Stampeded out.
Carrie, what store are you at?
It's called Gateway Market.
Gateway Market. Are you anywhere near where they page?
Yes. Okay, I'm walking right up to the counter now.
Oh, good.
You will be the first to start.
Okay, great.
So don't forget, it's a
grandmother.
Or an elderly, what is it that you said?
Elderly, and my elderly grandmother.
Okay.
Now, why are we playing? This is ruining it.
Mike.
We're not going to hear her.
Hello?
Yes, we're good. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Okay, well, I'm just waiting for the person to come out of the door.
Get their attention.
Tanya had her whacked up on the kneecap.
Kneecap.
Thinks her bodyguard will take the whole rap.
Whole rap.
K-E-R-R-I-G-A-N-U-C.
You'll see.
Thank you!
She won't be cupped unless she's punched right in the
gut.
Carrigan, that's she.
There it is.
Okay, you know.
Oh, I like whistling.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Got rid of that with a TiVo bonk.
This is a crazy show.
Carrie? Carrie?
Yes?
Carrie, what are you doing?
I'm getting somebody right now.
Okay, hold on.
Excuse me, is anybody a customer service that can page somebody for me? Great.
All right, now remember, you want to say that it's an elderly woman.
My elderly grandmother.
My elderly grandmother. Yeah, we're doing great.
Are you going to be able to do it for me?
Try not to grin and giggle, okay, while you're doing it?
Hold on.
Jeez.
Down, dog. Sorry.
You're very concerned. Concerned about Grandma.
Carrie?
Yes?
Hold on, please. Yeah, let's go back to Charlene, who was first in line. Charlene?
Yes.
Okay, are you... Now, you are two people back. Are you
I
close?
Think I'm next in line.
Next in line.
Yeah.
This is rapidly turning into the Honk for Dixie.
No, there is no way that this is Honk for Dixie.
Hi. I need to have somebody page Dixie on this.
Oh, my God.
Is she the worst?
Horrible. Unbelievable. Moron.
Horrible execution.
Unless we...
Yes, I was just in front of the store to meet your party. See, in front of the store to meet your party. Thank you.
I didn't... She said, D?
Hello?
Now, first off...
You totally
Charlene,
blew it.
Charlene,
that was, did.
You're supposed to give her the whole setup, your elderly mother, and you're then supposed to separate the Dixie...
First and last name.
...from the Normus.
You stampeded up there and said, said the name fast that we can't even say.
Now, did they say it in the store?
They just said Dixie.
Okay,
of course, because they thought they knew what you were doing.
So you learned!
Let's go back to Liz. Hey, Liz.
Hello.
Liz?
Yes, hi.
This is Liz who was in the parking lot at Target.
Yes, I'm in Walmart.
Walmart. Are you in Walmart now?
Yes, I'm in Walmart right now.
All right, have you heard how we explained the game?
I did hear how you explained.
Remember, honey, when you go back, it's just, hey, I'm looking for my elderly grandmother. Can I page her, please? Don't jump out with the name right away.
Gotcha.
All right, I have faith in you, Liz.
And if they give you any trouble, mention that she has dementia.
Rob.
I'm looking for, come on. Jesus. And that's the name of a bar and grill in Ocean City.
That's right.
The famous restaurateur.
Mm-hmm. Big.
Hold on, I'm walking.
Barry. You there? Are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. There's someone in front of me. Hold on.
All right, hold on.
Okay. Lizzo, somebody in front of you.
I'm right back. Hold on. Let's go back.
This is the day that everybody requires customer
service. Let's go back to Carrie. Hello, Carrie.
No one.
Hello?
Carrie, what's happening at your store? Are you up by?
Can you hold on 1 second while I have them page?
Oh, can we hear you ask them? That's what we're waiting for.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Can you please page, her name is Dixie, and the last name is Normus for me, please?
I guess no one wants to listen to instructions.
Let's just
How was that, guys?
It worked.
I heard it.
Winner.
I heard it.
From the trip to Las Vegas.
Did
you hear?
Hold on. What's that little part there where she told somebody she wanted a trip to Las Vegas?
I think she just thanked the customer service lady.
For helping her win a trip to Las Vegas.
Yeah, thanked her?
Well, you know what I always say. Women are stupid. But still.
But they can be president.
That's a situation comedy, Rob. Listen, yes, you do win a trip to Vegas.
Thank you.
Independence Air and $200 and our thanks. Let's see if we can find one broad who can follow directions.
When she goes to Vegas, maybe she can do some
booking.
Let's go back to Liz. Hello, Liz.
Hi.
Okay, now this is Liz in the Walmart, right?
Liz, you're aware of the fact that we haven't had anybody follow directions.
Follow directions.
Correctly.
Now,
right.
we did hear that page.
The page was great, so technically she did it.
She was the winner. But we'd like to offer you the same trip to Vegas.
Can you page somebody for me?
Here we go.
It will be right here. Oh, can you page me? I'm looking. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
She's right here. I'm looking for my grandmother. I can't find her anywhere. Her name is Dixie. Can you page her for me here? The last name is Normus.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I do? Okay.
Come on.
She's going to call her.
That's it.
Oh, that was
That's
perfect.
Now,
that was perfection.
Listen.
Thank you.
Liz,
yes.
That was done to perfection.
Liz, you hit a home run. That was wonderful.
That was
great.
Done to perfection. Liz, how about this? Your trip to Las Vegas at Independence Air? We'll make it $400 instead of $200.
Okay, she was better than the other call.
Follow directions.
Because you done it just perfect.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, thank you. So I get the trip and the $400, huh?
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
Sweet.
And how about that page? You could hear that loud and clear.
Oh,
I know, right?
Well done. Thank you very much for playing the game.
Okay.
Hold on
Stay
a second,
on.
Liz.
Hold okay,
on. Yeah, yeah, hang on.
That's right.
She's shocked with her prize. Right. She's delighted.
That's it? I win the trip to Vegas?
Is
that
easy?
That
was great. That was attention Walmart shoppers.
And technically, twice.
Yeah, and twice. And the only real good one was
the second one.
That's right. Last name, Normus.
Wow.
Well done. Oh, I'm still in middle school. I'm sorry.
Two winners. Well done.
Yeah.
Thank you, Broad. Let's go over to Buzz. See, you know what, Mike? Maybe that's not a situation comedy.
No.
Maybe someday a woman really could be... I can't even say it.
Right.
Yeah. A lady president? Right. Like... What happens when she gets her period? I mean, let's be honest, okay? Excuse me, Pooty Poo, or whatever Bush calls Putin. I gotta run change my tampon.
Hey, Pooty Poo, what happened on my watch? That's for sure.
Are you ready for some football?
How are you?
Shut up, dummy.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
That's me.
He made it up.
Yeah, Buzzy's marvelous.
Little Buzz Burbank.
Buzzy, his friend Dixie. Uh-huh. Buzz,
yes.
What is your lead story on the news and comments tonight?
Today, three more words I thought I'd never say.
Okay.
Senator Ben Affleck.
Ugh. Yeah. And you know what state?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Our state.
Welcome to Virginia.
Right. Stay tuned for news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, it is enormous success. That was Mike. That was just
Dixie Freshenal.
This is the Don and Mike Show.